All right, welcome to our January Amateur Radio Club meeting. First, I think you can push the space bar. Right. We have a new officer!
Yay! 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 Yay!
KK6WIW is now our Amateur Radio Club secretary. He's responsible for taking notes at the meetings. He can be responsible for uploading the meeting report to the website, which I'll give him access to if he doesn't already have it.
I think I have it.
And
do you want to see it before I upload it?
I'd like to. So, welcome, Bob. Thank you. Thank you for stepping up. Next. We have new members, none of which are here. Tracy Hall joined, and she already passed her technician test. Say congratulations to her.
I will.
I sent her, sent her the thing, and she passed it. Peter, all the others have also received their Amit Forward class things. Most of them just yesterday because I forgot about it, but Tracy and Peter got it in December because they joined at the Christmas party.
So Tracy, I think she was very happy with the online HAM class.
Yeah,
that was,
she liked it. I think if you actually sit down and do it, it works really well.
She did, yeah.
And she was motivated, I think. It does take motivation. All right, next. We got our check from the AEA and that for $3,800. This brings our balance to $5,000, and that's what we're planning to use it for. I didn't actually copy from the original budget we submitted, but I just put it out of the top of my head.
There's 4,000 we asked for, we got 3,800.
Yeah. Well, that's not
but
bad.
What other, did I miss any budget items we were planning for?
Those were all just placeholders anyway.
Okay. So,
$5,000 to spend as well.
What we're trying to do is make DH Shack remote access at least to aerospace employees through the aerospace network things. And it looks like if it's going well so far.
Yeah, it's working.
We have some stuff of it working. I don't know if we have the audio ability yet.
I haven't got the audio working yet because the remote desktop audio is a pain in the ass. So I'm trying to work around that.
But we can do digital modes easily.
Yep.
The FTA works. One idea is we might want to add a remote ability for the amp because it's an ancient amp, so does it even have a serial port on it?
No.
Okay. So we might have to swap out the amp. The A2 shack will pay for the, this will help pay for any antenna and tower and whatever remote access stuff. And I was thinking for field day, we might, if we have any ideas of different antennas we want to try, we can purchase those as well for that.
Do we have something we could just use as a why can't I think of the name? Just a horizontal wire for HF?
I'll have to look in the trailer. I'm not certain. We might have purchased a dipole that we can set up. I was thinking of just if we, instead of, I mean, the field day is good, but if we try and pretend it's an earthquake type thing, what would we do then? And think of maybe get some antennas. It's okay. They're the wire antennas pre-built aren't very expensive, $100 or whatever. And I'd like to try, if I'm there, I'd like to try to toss something over the light bulbs and see if we can use that as a mast. See how difficult that is, or experiment with that. I think that would be interesting. Okay, next slide. There's a new contest going this year. It's like ARRL did for the year of 2016. They had the parks on the air. This year it's called the Grid Chase, International Grid Chase. Basically, what you have to do is make a QSO and exchange your Maidenhead grid location. You can find that there's various websites where you can find it out. Just type in Maidenhead grid map and you can figure out what your grid is. And it's basically a way to denote your position on the planet with four characters. You can do any mode, CW, phone, or digital, but all digital modes count as digital. All phone modes count as phone. So there's really only three modes. The submitting the logs and stuff is you just submit your stuff to the Logbook of the World as normal, as you would normally do if you're a Logbook of the World member, and upload your QSOs to them. There's a competition for monthly totals. So each month they'll reset the counter, and they'll have a new winner for January, February, March, April, all that stuff. And each point is 1 point for, so you can get, for each band, there's up to 3 points for that grid that you have. And so so you can use each a unique grid, band, and mode. And that's how is 1 point. FT8 works out perfect for it because in the exchange is your grid location. And that's the standard part of a FT8 exchange includes that. But you can use the CW and phone modes as well. And you just have to note them down. I'm actually already almost in the top 1,000 for this month.
Wow.
And I'm just doing FT8. I'm not even trying hard. I do it in the evening and try and keep it going during the day when I can. For this month, I think last I looked, I was like 1,100 or 1,200 or something from the top. So it's actually pretty easy to do. And how are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Next contest, next month. Now we are our presentation from Tom. Homebrew magnetic loop antennas.
Okay.
Where's that picture from?
That's Mount
Jersey.
That's that's my picture on yours. But I'm standing on Mount Better. So a little bit of background. The South Bay Amateur Radio Club had a do-it-yourself night, and I had this built this thing earlier in the year. Their only rule was that you had to build it yourself, and it had to be done in the last year. I was like, why not? So I brought this thing in there. Somebody may have been there to see me bring it in. I happened to win the DIY night. I think I only had two competitors, so it wasn't really exactly much of a competition. But regardless, here's my hunk of junk. So Kirk said, hey, why don't you bring it in, tell us about it, that sort of thing. So that's why I'm standing here. Okay, so I'm going to intro myself. I'm going to talk about why mag loops are cool, show you the circuit diagram. I'm going to bring up a calculator so we can sort of play with modeling it, and then we're just going to play with this thing. Because unlike lots of antennas, this one actually has a variable capacitor on it. You can change the frequency that it's resonant on. So I've got my HF rig in the bag and antenna analyzer, so we'll play with it, get to hands-on. And should be fun times.